BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is today's Scott Mills Daily for Tuesday, the 9th of July. On it, a particularly random Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real. Also, we go onto Stupid Street and conduct a very important survey for this hot weather that we're having. Dev off of Early Breakfast makes some really weird noises on Innuendo Bingo. Thank you for all the clips, they're amazing. And we talk about my new favourite celeb couple. I am obsessed.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so I have a new unhealthy obsession with a celebrity couple that I need to talk to you about.
Is this the ones that you put on your Twitter earlier? Right. Mm.
So they got married the other day in a medieval French chateau. I have been reading interviews about them for the last 24 hours. I just read their interview in Hello magazine, which they gave exclusively to the magazine after they got married. I'm talking about Avril Lavigne and Chad Kroeger off of Nickelback. They're my new favourite celebrity couple. I'm absolutely obsessed with them and I don't even know why. It's just, it is unhealthy and it's irrational and I don't even know why I love them so much, but I do. It's check this picture. I'm going to put this picture on the Radio 1 Twitter, look.
Is she now Avril Kroeger?
Avril Kroeger?
I hadn't thought that.
Look at his face. It goes on forever.
And
look at it.
It does, yeah.
Doesn't it? Isn't that a great picture? I'll put this on at BBCR1 now if you want to see it. I'm absolutely obsessed with them. I spent all night last night just reading interviews about them and their life.
That's kind of weird.
Does anyone else out there have like a weird celebrity couple obsession? Not just like normal ones like the Beckhams. Mm. I'm talking about weird kind of ones that no one else really knows about. Like Chad and Avril. Chavril?
Do you want to... Oh, my word. Do you want to see a TV show with them too?
I want to see a Chavril reality show very soon. I still can't work out why I'm so obsessed with Chad Kroeger and Avril Lavigne off of Getting Married.
I think it's just one of those weird, I mean, really quite weird couples on paper, isn't it?
She should never have split up with Derek Whibley off of Sum 41, in my opinion.
I'm just intrigued to know how they met.
Well, it's rock, isn't it?
I can see them meeting at some kind of convention.
Their wedding looks so weird as well. I've read all about it in the last 24 hours.
You're proper obsessed, aren't
really
you?
Really scary, dark wedding. I'm not talking about like Kim and Kanye or David and Victoria celebrity obsessions. I'm talking about weird ones that you probably don't even know about. Like, who's that girl that's going out with Deadmau5? Are they married? Kat Von D.
Kat Von D.
They're married.
Engaged.
Wow. Or what about, I don't know if it's still on, what about Chloe Greene and Mark Antony, J-Lo's ex?
Right.
Might not still be on, but
I'm not
what an amazing couple.
Either of those two people.
You don't know who Chloe Greene is?
Never heard of him.
Off of Top Shop. Mark Antony, J-Lo's ex.
No.
No? Wow. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Have you got a weird celebrity obsession, a couple that maybe is a little bit off radar?
Yeah, just a bit the same. Lisa and Ken Vanderpump from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Lisa and Ken Vanderpump?
Yes.
Are they the English couple on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Not that I've watched it.
Yes, they are.
Is he the one with the perm that carries around the little yappy dog all the time?
Yeah, he carries Jiggy about, yeah.
Right. Why are you obsessed with them, please?
I don't know. It's so strange. It's just because I just love the way she conducts herself and the way she just talks and stuff. I don't know. I'm obsessed. And then I had to go and watch the spin-off series that was Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
there's a spin-off?
Yeah, there's a spin-off.
Called Vanderpump what?
Vanderpump Rules. It's wow. About the staff in her two restaurants.
But why? I can't work out why I'm obsessed with Chavril. Why?
I have no idea. I couldn't answer that question. I'm exactly the same.
Do you stalk them on Twitter?
Maybe. Yes,
oh,
I do.
Wow.
Yes, I do.
And you Google them quite a lot every day, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
But you still don't know why? Good. I'm glad there's someone else like me.
Mm, this is a very weird conversation, I'm feeling.
Thank you, Michael. Love you. Yeah. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Your face is brilliant because you have absolutely no idea
who
who's
Jiggy?
Of these people are.
Who's Jiggy?
Jiggy's the dog.
Right.
The little gay dog that they carry around.
There's no such thing. Right.
It happens.
Oh, come on.
It's good.
Right.
Watch it. Maybe I need to get some programmes with some more depth in my life.
Yeah, it's an odd one.
So what? I watched the season premiere of The Kardashians the other night. And what?
Mm.
Okay, Dev's here. Hiya.
Right.
You awake?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just realised I've got no microphone.
No, it's all fine. No, we'll get you one. We'll get you one of those and we'll get you some water in just a moment.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's about time to play bingo.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
And today it's Dev of Radio 1 playing...
How's it going, guys?
Hey! Playing Innuendo Bingo. It's not been on for a while with you, has it, Dev? Who's the last time you played?
I played against Adele, I think, a couple of months ago, and I just didn't want to spit on her. She's so lovely and nice.
We just need to point out, it's not Adele off of Chasing Pavement.
No, it's not.
It's the one off One Extra.
How amazing would that have been, though?
I know.
But no. You know, I was just thinking a second ago, who my off-topic celebrity crush, celebrity couple crush is?
Yeah.
It's Jason Statham and who's the one from Transformers? I always forget her name. Rosie Huntington
Wheatley.
Yes.
Yes, also a little bit obsessed with them.
Because it kind of makes me feel like there's hope, you know?
I know what you're saying.
Even if you've not found the right one now, or in 10 years, or in 20 years, she's out there.
Yeah.
She's out there. You're yet to clean up. Go on, Jason.
I think that Chavril will give people hope. Because Avril Lavigne...
Stop calling them Chavril.
Avril Lavigne, yes. Chad Kroeger... He's done well there, son.
Yeah, well Isn't done. He? Thumbs up. Punching above his weight, just a little bit.
Is he? Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get on with bingo.
Oh, yeah.
So
let's do this.
If you're watching on the Radio 1 website, you'll be able to see Dev there.
It's a really nice T-shirt, by the way, Chris.
Thanks, mate. It's yours?
It's not going to look nice for long, though. See, I wore black, you wore burgundy. It's really going to show up.
Are you going in today, Dev?
I am. I'm not holding back on you today, Chris.
No?
No. You're not Adele Roberts, so...
What I quite like is that Dev's a little bit delirious, like, off of when you generally are at that time of day doing that show.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes it better sometimes.
Yeah. So you know all about it, Scott.
Oh, yeah.
My caffeine's kicking in now as
Five long years.
Ready to go.
Okay, so... if we can get the waters ready. Thank you very much if you've sent us
Chris.
A clip this week. They're really good ones. Let us know if you're watching.
Ooh.
Hello, Dale. Melting in Grimsby, watching. Also, Elle in Shrewsbury's watching. And Jack and Keisha in Swansea. Hello. They're watching for the first time. All right, lads?
Right.
Let's do this. Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo is on. First, we're going over to Kate Humble. Wild Shepherdess. That's the name of the programme. Really? I'm not seeing it myself. Anyway, Wild Shepherdess with Kate Humble. And Kate's encountered something really quite startling.
I think that's the thing about being in an area that is so huge with, you know, quite thick, impenetrable bush.
Don't choke. This is going to be a good one, I can tell.
I'm supposed to spit out, right? Not choke on it.
Yeah, spit
out. Oh my god.
Are you alright?
I'm good. That was a good
that
one.
Was a reaction.
Good aim.
Charlie off of Milton Keynes watching for the first time. Hope you saw that bit then. That was good. Stu in Watford also watching.
Thick, impenetrable bush.
I hate that.
Dribbling down your beard, mate.
Yeah.
Alright, water?
Thick, impenetrable bush.
Remember, there is a no-hands rule, so if you feel it coming out of your mouth, just spray it. Thank you to Jamie and Stoke, who is watching that top show, The Wild Shepherdess. To the Andrew Marr show now. And... What, Chris? What happened there? Why did you laugh? Okay. Over to Andrew Marr now. Why is that funny? Chris, why is it funny? Tell me now. Okay. Anyway, so it's Andrew Marr. Oh, Chris. Right, can you tell me what's getting you so much on this, please? It's the key word seems to be Andrew Marr. Oh, now Dev's gone.
Stop it. Just play the clip. Can I get some water?
Okay,
please?
Andrew Marr, okay?
Can I get some more water, please? Water me.
Oh,
thank you. Stop saying it. It's just a trigger word.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Right, so it's that show, and Andy Murray's endurance is certainly impressing the paper reviewers.
It's going to be a tough challenge, I think. So, you know, under pressure.
But he had a five-hour semi, didn't he?
He had a five-hour semi.
Imagine that. It's impressive. Tor and Tom from Stoke spotted that one.
Oh, Chris.
It's going to be a tough challenge, I think. So, you know, under pressure.
But he had a five-hour semi, didn't he?
He had a five-hour semi.
Thank you. Never gets old. Thank you.
Hello, Cameron in Cornwall. Cameron's watching in an IT lesson. Also while melting. Nathan from Nottingham says, this is so good. Why have I not watched it before?
Oh, no, look at the patch.
What?
Can you zoom in on the patch?
I wouldn't. No.
No.
Zoom? No, actually not suitable at this time of day. Thank
abort,
you. Oh, Gene patch. Okay, we're now going to the All England Club itself now. And Sue Barker here, giving more details than needed about what happens on centre court when the crowd have gone home.
We're heading back to centre in just a moment. Coming on, Maria Sharapova.
Straight in the face.
Chris.
Oh, Dev. He's only just woken up.
Do you know? Having a shower.
Oh, it's dribbling down. Like, give your chin a wipe, mate.
Give your chin a wipe, mate. Give her a wipe, mate.
Give your chin a wipe, mate.
Go on, mate. Waters? Waters.
Coming on, Maria Sharapova.
Andrew and Kelly in Cumbria emailed that one. You can do the same if you've got one. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Back to last week's Wimbledon coverage now. And Lindsay Davenport lets us in on some very personal information about Kaya Kanepi. Is that who it is?
Say that again.
I don't know. Kaya Kanepi. Kaya Kanepi. Tennis player, innit? Okay. You ready then? Yeah, just play it.
She's actually been four times to a quarterfinal of a Grand Slam, so a bit more experienced in these big matches. And Kanepi, she's a ball basher.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
She's a ball basher.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's everywhere. It's in my hair.
There's some really good clips here. Thanks, everyone.
I've mastered how to swallow water.
No.
No problem.
Trying to sunbathe. It's so wet. The Andrew Marr one got me the worst, says Toby. Jaden Bass enjoying it. So is Ryan and Crawley. Okay, ready? Water. Jackie and Wrexham was listening to this play on Radio 4 Extra and was most surprised to learn what these characters were doing with some webcams.
There is something a little bit impertinent about it, I think. Watching every moment of their private lives.
Oh, you'd soon forget your scruples if you could watch your own little tits getting bigger every day.
That's my new favourite show in the world. What is that?
They were using the cameras there for bird watching, of course. Everyone all right, Chris? All right?
Chris has got impeccable aim, I'm telling you. Spot on.
Radio 4 Extra.
That might be my new favourite clip.
If you could watch your own little tits getting bigger every day.
He do.
All right. Okay. Over to Coronation Street. Water? They're getting very impatient at the local grocer's.
Is it not up yet?
Oh, just about.
Roy? Never used to have a problem with getting up, even as a boy.
Everyone fine? Thank you, Morgan and Burton-on-Trent, for spotting that one. Over to BBC Radio 1 now, and Danny Howard, all too easily distracted while live on air.
That's not very masculine, that, is it? Hold on, I'll add the... Where's that other sound? Here you go. There you go, there's me rubbing my lamp.
That's so weird.
What's going on?
I don't know.
That Don Sanford's.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
I don't know. Ryan and Dudley heard that happen. Okay.
Is that the new air horn or something? Is that...
Maybe that's what the kids in the clubs are doing now, yeah?
Hey, have it!
Okay, it's time for a classic now. Do you take more water, please? Back to the BBC paper reviewers. and a truly shocking story here about a national treasure.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
So wrong.
Who just bought it? Dev's lost it. Okay. All right, so here we go then.
God.
More waters. Someone else has been on. Can you please ask Dev to wipe his beard?
Is it grossing everyone?
Wipe your chin, mate.
Wipe your chin, mate.
Wipe your beard, mate. Okay, it's wiped.
Here we go. More waters, please. Mm-hmm. Last week on Innuendo Bingo, we found out how many of you love your gardens. You love your gardens with Alan Titchmarsh. And here he is in the garden pulling off a very, very impressive trick.
I mean, look, it's not fair, is it? You just go away for a bit and I'll have a fiddle. And when you come back, I'll have three balls.
You sound so enthusiastic.
I'll have three balls.
Thank you, Titchmarsh. Okay.
Oh, God.
It's a good one today. Dev sounds like he's drowning.
Is there more? I'm swimming over it.
Yeah, there's more. Just wanted to, you've not been on for a while. I just thought you might like to have quite a few.
Thank you.
Over to Big Brother now. You got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't know they were allowed to show this kind of thing.
Wolfie is gutting her mackerel. Wolfie is gutting her mackerel.
Oh. Mitch, Hannah and Steve emailed that one.
Three of them saw that.
Three people saw Big Brother, I know. Okay, good. So, thanks to our friends at Pop Justice who tweeted this one to us. Hi, Pop Justice. Now, they weren't sure if John Humphreys was having a funny turn when he asked this question of Andy Murray. Ready?
A final quick thought about the balls that you play with. It said that you don't like fluffy ones. You like smooth ones. Is that right?
Oh, come on. You weren't even trying.
A final quick thought about the balls that you play with.
OK. Right, more water?
Oh, it's relentless.
It is relentless today. I love it.
Oh, no. Sorry, I've dropped my water.
Don't say that.
God. Sorry.
Eat it then.
Is there another one in the back?
Yeah.
Let everyone down. Oh, sorry, I've got it.
So we're on the same interview with John Humphreys and Andy Murray here. Ready?
Oh.
Here we go. Andy Murray was totally unfazed by John's line of questioning and actually gave quite a detailed answer.
When you're receiving, it's better to receive with the slower balls.
Oh, I've never heard Andy sound so sensual.
When you're receiving, it's better to receive with the slower balls.
Okay, over to Daybreak now. It's a long one, this. It's good, though.
It is.
Okay, Alistair was watching Cheryl Ferguson on Daybreak have an exciting new experience. Ready? Here we go.
I'm very proud. I've never been here before. Never been outside the back end, as it were.
Right. Okay, then, back to Radio 1. I don't know about you, but this would definitely keep me listening to Zane Lowe's show.
Okay, so we've got Maddie from the 1975 coming up in just under 10 minutes' time performing Sex Acoustically.
Dreams Live.
That's the new single by the 1975, of course, which is called Sex.
Okay, so we've got Maddie from the 1975 coming up in just under 10 minutes' time performing Sex Acoustically.
Okay, and one more.
Here we go.
Finally, a classic from Elaine Page. Having a quick spring clean in the Radio 2 studio.
Naomi says that she and Deanna listen to Elaine Page on Sunday every week whilst cleaning. Oh, thanks, girls. I'm just having a bit of a tickle up here. And believe me, it could do with it.
What I love about her is a little...
Naomi says that she and Deanna listen to Elaine Page and Sandy every week whilst cleaning. Oh, thanks, girls. I'm just having a bit of a tickle up here. Believe me, it could do with it.
Right, that was incredible.
Well played, mate.
Very well played. That was Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. Dev, I hope it was worth getting up for.
Totally.
Dev's back on tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. on BBC Radio 1. And thank you. Come and play again soon, please.
Sweet.
All right, that was Innuendo Bingo. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Scott Mills Daily. The summer. Good afternoon. If you're listening and sunbathing at the moment.
Oh, yes.
There's so many people listening in their back gardens. Is that one? Becky Ray is sunbathing on her roof. Taylor is sunbathing, listening to Radio 1. Emily Kendall says, life is hard, sunbathing, listening to Scott Mills. Hi. Is there some more there I've missed?
Yeah, there's a few. Holly and Ella, who are chilling in the garden.
Yeah.
And there's just loads.
A lot of people listening outside today.
Gemma.
Polly in Oxfordshire, Gemma. Also, Adam.
Phoebe.
He's got his tan on. It's just like being in Hawaii, isn't it?
Can you keep this on?
This is like one of the only opportunities we're going to get. How long's this heatwave on for? Like, 1 week?
Let's just make the most of it.
Yeah, let's make the most of it, everybody, yeah? Love that. Did I tell you the time I went to Western Supermare once? By the sea.
Okay, what happened?
There's a woman there, and I actually heard her say, I was earwigging, I overheard the conversation. She said to her husband, bearing in mind we're in Western Supermare, she went, "Here, right now, if I close my eyes," it was a really hot sunny day, "I feel like I'm in Barbados."
Fair enough.
"If I close my eyes right now, I feel like I'm in Barbados." And now we're in Western. Tide's out again. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, Callum is in the sun with an ice lolly at the moment. He says, "Scott, I've just stopped for petrol, and while there, I decided to purchase an ice lolly as I was quite warm. However, after paying for the petrol, £20, I was 13p short for the lolly." 13 pence.
Right.
"The, as I thought, kind lady gladly accepted my offer of some Scott Mills points, but I feel that I have been mugged off as it cost me 50 Scott Mills points to cover the 13p I was short for the lolly. Can you confirm that this is an acceptable rate, or have I indeed been done over? I only ask this as I only have 130 points left."
Yeah, I mean, for legal reasons, you're probably going to have to say that there is no exact currency exchange between money and Scott Mills points.
No.
Obviously.
However, for 13p, 50 seems a lot.
But here's a question. You know, in a petrol station where you have a number of those, like, one penny coins and two penny coins, and often on a small plate, when you go get your fuel. And the idea is, if you go like £20 and then 2p, where you've accidentally gone a tiny bit over, you know, that extra little drop that you've squeezed out, you can take the 2p off.
No,
that
you can't.
You can. This happens. Oh, come on. You've seen this in petrol stations.
No, I've seen it where it's supposed to be for charity, isn't it?
No, not the charity tin. No,
I've never seen this.
Like, if you're a couple of pennies over, no worries. What I was going to ask you is, what is the limit to the amount of pennies you can take off that?
I've never seen this.
Have you genuinely never heard of this?
No. What? So, you know, it always dribbles out. I mean, it always happens to
me.
You
always get an extra drop or two.
Yeah. I mean, you just squeeze a little bit more out, don't you? So it's always like...
More than expected, so it'll be £20
and then 2p.
2p.
Really annoying. Nothing annoys me more than that.
Right, I'm telling you, there's a load of petrol stations that will have a little plate there.
No way.
And there'll be 1p's and 2p's and people give their spare change just in case people are slightly... You watch, people start texting in now.
I've never heard of that. I thought it was for charity.
Well, I'm sure there's people
And you're definitely not supposed to take that.
Obviously, I'm not the only one who's seen this. 81199.
Wow, okay. That's incredible. I've learned something today. And I will be taking those pennies next time. Yeah, they got it everywhere. Look, it's on. Really on. Right, so this tray... Obviously, I'm, like, living in the dark ages. I don't think I've ever seen it. Or maybe I have, and I thought it was a tip tray.
Loads of people are thinking it's a tip tray. My only question is that, why? What on earth are you tipping?
The service from the person that's just served you petrol. And maybe, I don't know, you've bought a chocolate bar and they were very nice to you.
You don't tip for that.
Why not? Why would you not? In Starbucks or, like, Costa or any of those other coffee places, there's a little tip tray there.
You're tipping a penny or 2 penny coins, then.
Well, I didn't think about it.
That, it's well stingy.
Anyway, this penny tray seems to be on everywhere. I'm going to investigate. Yes. The Scott Mills Daily. Now, it's been a while since we went to talk to the people of Stupid Street, and I've missed them. So me and Chris separately went out to do a very important survey yesterday in this hot summer weather, didn't we? So we both went out. We don't know how each other has done. So it's like a competition. It's a versus.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So just to give you an idea of what this survey is, Chris tried it out in the Radio 1 office earlier, and it went like this.
Okay, Elise.
Hello.
What is your favourite ice cream flavour?
Chocolate.
What would you say your second favourite flavour is?
Vanilla.
What about your third?
Strawberry.
Hello, Allard.
Hello. Strawberry.
Fourth.
No. White chocolate.
Fifth.
Can I go now?
Okay, thank
you. That's what people would normally do, right? They'd get up to like 3 or 4 and then be like, seriously, I've got to go now. I'm a bit busy. I like that Allard came in halfway through. Hiya. So what about Stupid Street in this hot weather? If we ask them the same question, how long are they going to hang around for? I'm feeling confident. So you know, on Stupid Street, we like to ask the questions that really matter because it's so hot at the moment. I'm keen to know what everyone's favourite ice cream flavour is.
I like it. It's nice and sunny.
It's well hot. Thing is, though, you go to one person and ask them, but it doesn't stop at just the first ice cream flavour. We keep asking and asking and asking until they go, OK, bye.
So this was the game, right?
Yes. So our mates Adam and Ben came up with this idea. I really like it. Perfect weather to do it. So me and Chris have both been out onto a Stupid Street, but we don't know how each other has done. So I'll start with my one, OK? So I go up to this bloke. I believe he's an Italian man, very well dressed. And this is yesterday afternoon. Just asked him what his favourite ice cream flavour was. How long could I keep them there for? Right, so you guess. How many did I get up to? How many different flavors? Yeah.
Okay. I think you've done quite well in this.
I really think I have.
Because you're particularly smug.
I was texting all the team, going, "Yep, did really well here."
Okay, so going by that, I'm going to say 15.
You think 15? I've got two of these. So for the first one, you're saying 15.
I'm going to say 15.
Okay, so here's me and the man on Stupid Street. Hi, I'm doing a quick survey with ice cream for Radio 1. Could I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
What's your favourite ice cream flavour?
Pistachio, no brainer. Yeah.
What's your second favourite ice cream flavour? Okay, so we've got one so far. I'm about to ask him for the second one. Is he going to go for that? So a good start.
What's your eighth favourite ice cream flavour?
Eighth favourite... Lion? Lion's really good.
Lion?
Oh, I see what he's done there, yeah.
What's lion flavour?
Well, I mean, you can get ice creams in lots of different types of...
I've never tasted lion.
No, but I mean, technically, that is probably a brand, but it's... You know what I mean?
What, so it's actual lion off
no,
of the wildlife?
No, not of a lion.
Oh, is it that chocolate bar?
Yeah.
Oh, I see, right.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
We're at 9. Lemon.
What's your 10th favourite ice cream flavour?
So we're on 10 now. What did you guess again? 15?
15, yeah.
Watch me go.
What's your 11th favourite ice cream flavour ever?
Mango.
12th?
No, I don't have a 12th.
You must have a... Everyone's got a 12th.
I don't have a 12th. I really don't have a 12th. I swear to you, I don't have a 12th. Also, my girlfriend's coming, so I kind of have to leave.
Oh, bye then!
So what's that? 11?
11. I got up to 11. Okay, then I spoke to a nice lady... And asked the same question. How many did I get up to?
Why did you pick her out of interest?
She just looked like she was fun.
Okay. Because were you tactical in how you chose people?
Absolutely. I waited for ages.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay. I'm going to say... I think was if the other guy was first, I think you can do better. I'm going to stick with 15.
Still 15.
15.
Okay, here's me and the lady.
Yeah. It's a quick survey to ask you, what is your favourite in this weather ice cream flavour?
Dolce leche.
What's that?
Caramel.
What's your second favourite ice cream flavour if you had to choose?
Hazelnut chocolate.
What's your third favourite?
Cookie crunch.
About your fourth favourite?
Vanilla. Old school vanilla.
What about your fifth?
Okay, lemon sorbet. If we're going to do this, we can do this. Lemon sorbet. We're getting fruity now.
No.
Yeah?
If you had to choose, what's your sixth favourite ice cream flavour?
Bubblegum.
Have you had that?
Yep.
Serious?
I'm ice cream man.
Seventh?
Mango sorbet.
Sorbets count.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently he said lime, not lion.
Oh, you salad.
Yes, I got called a salad. Me and the lady are still chatting, by the way.
Rum and raisin.
Is that 15?
That's 15.
Yes.
What's your 16th favourite ice cream flavour?
coconut.
What's your 17th?
It's still going.
It continues.
Oh, no way.
What's your 19th favourite ice cream flavour?
19 now. Lemon and lime.
What's your 20th favourite ice cream flavour?
But I've run out, fresh out of ideas now.
Right, that's it. 19.
19?
That's pretty good, right? I was pleased with that. Just keeping them there. All right, so who did you speak to?
So I went out onto Stupid Street at a different time to you, and I came across a lovely lady who was there with a kind of impatient boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I'm saying you didn't do that
well.
It
was nice enough, but he clearly didn't want to be shopping, and there was lots of shops in the area. So I think he was quite keen to move on.
Okay, so I think you got 12.
So you don't think I've beaten you?
No.
Okay.
Let's have a listen.
Okay, so we're doing a survey for Radio 1 today. I just need to know your first favourite ice cream flavour.
Chocolate.
What's your second?
Coffee.
Third?
Lemon.
Fourth?
Mint.
Fifth?
Vanilla.
Sixth?
Strawberry.
Seventh?
No way! She's just a machine.
I know, I just went with her.
There's no hesitation.
No.
Okay, let's rejoin the action. Oh, I'm going to fail, aren't I?
Keep on going.
Okay.
17th favourite.
No way!
Raspberry Ripple, that's a good one.
18th.
Neapolitan, would that count?
19th.
Lemon curd.
And 20th.
Okay, 20th.
Okay, good. Right, you can't have done much more than that.
Cinnamon.
30th.
What?
Ginger, yeah.
31st.
Oh, what's the one? Pistachio.
32nd.
You keep saying nearly done, and we're not. Raspberry?
This is unbelievable.
Summer fruits?
39th.
Tropical?
40th.
Blueberry?
41st. Been here 10 minutes. Yeah.
I can't think of any more.
But what, if you could, what would be your 42nd favourite flavoured ice cream?
I can't think of any more.
If you were to choose a 42nd.
There you go.
I can't think of any more.
So what's that, 41?
Yeah.
41.
I don't believe that.
She was amazing.
41.
I got so bored after a while. I was
you
there for 10 minutes.
Well, you smashed it. I thought I did well for 19 and you got loads more. 41.
Yeah, man, I win.
You definitely win that. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm still convinced he said lion flavour.
Eighth favourite. A lion?
Lion.
No, I don't
it's
think...
It's lion.
Eighth favourite. A lion?
He has lion favoured ice cream. Everyone's going lime. It's not.
So you know what I saw? Well, you know I spoke to that girl and I won and everything like that.
41 favourite flavours. Who knows 41 and then puts them in order?
I know. I mean, it was impressive skills from her. But what I actually did is I spoke to two people. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to show off or anything, but do you want to play the second one?
This one here, right?
Yeah.
What's your first favourite ice cream
Chocolate.
Flavor?
Chocolate.
What's your second?
Chocolate with hazelnuts.
Third?
Chocolate with raisins.
Fourth?
Chocolate with cherry.
Fifth?
Chocolate with strawberry.
Sixth?
Chocolate with apricot.
Seventh?
Chocolate with peaches.
Eighth?
Chocolate with almonds.
Ninth?
Chocolate with peanuts.
What's your 10th favourite ice cream flavour?
Chocolate with cashews.
11th?
Chocolate with banana.
12th?
Chocolate with apple.
So I think you can see where this
chocolate
is going.
With vanilla.
14.
Chocolate with strawberry.
You didn't beat me again.
Well, when I found this guy, I was like, right, this could be good. And I decided to invest some time.
Peanut butter and cherry.
25th.
Chocolate with peanut butter, cherry, and whipped cream.
26th.
Chocolate with peanut butter and peaches.
What's your 27th favorite ice cream flavor?
Chocolate with peanut butter and almonds.
28th.
Chocolate with peanuts and almonds.
29.
Chocolate with butter.
Oh, my God. The Scott Mills Daily. Can I just ask, you know the chocolate and guy?
Amazing.
Yeah, no, he was really good. They were all toppings, but I let him off. How many did he get to in the end?
Do you know what? He went all the way to 81.
Shut up.
Because he did, I mean, a good 40 of them were chocolate and apricot, chocolate and strawberry, chocolate. But then he went to vanilla and so and so, vanilla and so and so.
I'm not sure that counts. 81. How long were you there?
A good 10, 15 minutes. The Scott Mills
Daily. So it is Tea in the Park next weekend in Bolado, Kinross. This coming weekend, Rihanna, Mumford & Sons, Killers are the headliners. You can watch it all on BBC Three and hear it on Radio 1. So in the lead up to Tea in the Park, Greg is surfing on sofas around Scotland. Hi, Greg.
All right.
Hello.
That song, what were you talking about, that song?
Chacun.
No recollection at all. I have no idea what that is.
You don't know what that is?
I remember all your dodgy records of the week, and I don't remember that one.
Excuse me, I think you'll find they were big hits.
It's like Classic Mills. Chacun.
You don't know El Chumbo, Chacun?
No! The one I remember is The Simaloo.
That's a good song.
It is, but I just remember the ones that sort of, the ones that come and go.
An Eye a Day?
An Eye a Day, Nasty Girl, yeah.
Tonight. Think I'm a nasty tune. So, Greg, day one down, and you slept with one of our listeners.
Slippers. Sorry.
Slept with one of our listeners in Inverness last night.
Yeah. We went to Rachel's house yesterday, a haunted house on an island.
She didn't want to be alone with the ghost, so you were there to comfort her.
There were two ghosts as well, to note. The first ghost was a white lady with a hooked nose, and the second, it was a naked monk.
Oh. Okay. So, everyone survived. Rachel's fine.
Everyone survived, yeah. We actually had a good night, and they were genuinely lovely people. Really, really cool. And
look at the pictures on the Radio 1 website. There's some lovely pictures of all you around the dinner table. It looks like you really made yourself at home there, and they were very welcoming to you.
We really bonded.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely. Like, mates.
And then, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being awful and 10 being really lush, how comfy was Rachel's sofa?
Well, the sofa we didn't actually use. We don't stipulate
this. Good morning!
We say... I'm happy to stay on a sofa, but if they're nice, then they will go, oh, yeah, you can have our bed.
So where did Rachel sleep?
Well, she had a bedroom. There's a spare room, yeah.
Oh, sure, okay. So you slept... you slept in Rachel's bed?
No. Rachel slept in Rachel's bed. Greg slept in a spare bed.
Okay, now I'm clear. That's all good. Now, I know that you passed on...
And the naked monk was between both of us.
I know that you passed on the wrapped-up present, which I gave you.
Yeah.
Now, talk us through what that present was when you unwrapped it, when she unwrapped it.
In its form at this time yesterday, it came in a little cardboard tube. And I thought, well, what's this? Is this some sort of bag of sweet, like a tube of sweets? And then, between the start of my show and the end of my show, someone had framed it and given it and wrapped it up again. And what they'd framed was a picture of my rear from the Zambezi, the comic relief thing.
When you went into the river naked in the Zambezi.
Horrible picture.
And so what did Rachel think of that?
But not just like not an A4. We're talking, I don't know, what was that? It's A2. That's big.
Now, I've got another present for you today to give to your next person that you're staying with. Now, what you did, and I don't want this to happen again, you said, oh, this is from Scott Mills. You need to say the present's from you.
Yeah, okay.
All right? So you were like, Scott said I need to give you this present. You need to say that it's from you. All right?
Okay, well,
phone's going.
The phone's going. Hello?
There's a man.
Hello?
Where's the phone? Hello?
Tell them we're on air.
Is that the banker?
Deal. I'll do it. Edmunds, get off.
You've got to take responsibility for this, Greg.
Oh, stop ringing!
Yeah, I will take responsibility. I will It's so awkward anyway, because I'm there, because it was live on Zane's show last night. I'm blindfolded for no reason.
I like the video, because why have you got the blindfold on?
There's
you don't
no
need
reason.
That.
Don't need to. It's not like I don't know where we're going anyway.
It's a really good video on Radio on YouTube now.
So I get to this house and I have no idea where it is. They drive me. I felt like Liam Neeson in Taken when he's going around the roads and he's going
three rights, two lefts.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Over a bridge,
past the church bells, and all that kind of thing. So I got there and then got into the house and I'm just greeted by a voice and you can just hear the creaking floorboards and stuff. And then someone hands me the present. I go, oh, there's a present that Scott asked me to give you.
No, but today you say, here's a present from me to say thank you for letting me stay in your house.
Okay, I will do that just for you. I'll make it even more awkward.
Can I also say as well, I've taken some personal responsibility with tonight's gift.
Have you?
And
he chose it all himself.
Yeah, and I actually put quite a bit of work into it, so enjoy it.
Okay.
And make the most of it.
You are an unsung hero.
Is it what I think it is?
It's it's what we've discussed it. And I've had to spend a lot of work. One quick question as well. How did you know if it was a monk if he was naked?
That's the story I was told.
Oh, right.
Naked monk.
So now you're in Aberdeen and yet again you've got no idea who you're staying with tonight.
No, we drove straight from Inverness to Aberdeen, just got here, I had a 20-minute nap and that's it. We don't know. We're doing the show from 4:00, and then in the meantime, all the producers and people have gone out and found. I've heard 2 potential places that they're looking over now.
Okay, I can't wait for you to give them that present. Remember, it's from you.
It's a good one.
One of them's a prison.
Enjoy it at dinner.
I've just been handed the wrapped present here. Actually,
yes, hand it over at dinner time.
Yes, at dinner. Enjoy it. Okay.
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 Yeah, good. You can maybe use it. Over dinner, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Right. So, you're going to be finding out where you're going on Zane's show tonight. Make sure you listen to Greg from 4, though, as normal. We'll find out everything. Head to the website for the latest pictures and videos of the sofa surfing. And remember, there's still Edinburgh and Glasgow to go. So if you live in or around those areas, get your sofa plumped up. Because Greg is that one?
That's
Greg.
One.
Greg could be coming to your house. Check out the blog on Greg's pages as well at bbc.co.uk/radio1. See you at 4, love.
Thank you. We've got the highlights of all the ghost walking and stuff today as well from 4.
Ooh.
Where Auntie Ali dressed up.
Ooh. Okay. See you at 4.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. Right, I want to play you now the moment when Greg turned up at Rachel's house last night, the listener that he was staying with on sofa surfing, and she opens the present. Remember, he doesn't know what's inside.
So what is this? I have no idea what this is.
You don't know either.
No. Oh, my God. Okay.
Wow.
No, that's...
That's... thank you.
So it's a fully framed picture of Greg's bottom in the river in the Zambezi, which I thought was a nice present to give.
It was a great present. And what's great is we've seen a photo of Greg having dinner.
Yeah, they've taken down the family portrait and have now put that picture up fully framed, next to the dining table, so they can always look at it when they're having dinner, which is lovely.
I mean, you can fully see the Zambezi.
You really can, all of it.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Charlie Sloth.
Ow. Well, I love the reverb today.
Isn't it?
That was sick.
You feel like Westwood?
A little bit. I've always wanted to be a little bit like Westwood, kind of.
Really?
No, that's a joke.
Oh, I wow. You right?
Yeah, I'm amazing. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good, thanks.
Yeah.
I really look forward to this on a Tuesday
now. So do I. It's like one of my highlights. In my diary, I highlight the Tuesday.
Is
I
it?
Know that. Yeah, I do. I really do.
So what, I'm better like, than fire in the booth?
It's kind of, you know, there's a bit of a balance in there.
Up there with it, cuz.
Up there with it, famalam.
It is famalam.
Yeah, don't
why don't you do fire in the booth, Scott?
That would be sick. Phone call and done one.
I'm up for it.
No, that would be good.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, look, can I just say, you know, like sometimes you say that we're fattest?
Yeah.
I think you're being R&B-ist.
Why?
I am as urban as the next DJ, thank you.
Are you really?
I can be.
No, do you know what? I remember you made a K Coke record, the record of your week. That was gangster.
Boom.
The streets are talking. The streets were really talking.
Were they?
I'm not talking about Mike Skinner either.
Who's the streets? Oh, right.
No.
That's Scott Mills.
I think you'll find, actually, that one of the Swedish House Mafia, the guy that sang on Don't You Worry Child, also tweeted me earlier, guys.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
Thanks for playing Sebastian Ingrosso.
Really?
Obviously, he's getting some money from it, isn't he? So,
anyway, so what we're saying here, signing you up to Fire in the Booth?
Well, no, I don't want to do that.
Why not? You just said you'd do it.
I'd rather do a show with you at Christmas.
Well, we're going to do that already, right?
Well, I've talked to some people this week.
I also put the word in.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you talked to the same people?
Who did you speak to?
Yeah, but then that's pointless.
So I tell you off air.
You've both spoken to the same person.
Yeah,
so. Yeah. Well, they can, this is the kind of person that can make it happen.
Yeah, I spoke to my exec as well.
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Scott Mills, fire
Christmas
in the
booth, special.
You pick a date, you let me know.
No, I want to do the Christmas special.
Yeah.
That you want to do that? Yeah. Are you just saying that you want to do a show?
I don't ever do that. I say how it is.
Am I being needy? Do
you know? No, because we're friends.
Do you know what I would like? I would like an exchange. You know, like a German exchange or a French exchange. That's what I'd like to see. Like one show.
Yeah,
you're on here. You're over there.
Oh, okay,
Scott.
I always seem to get in trouble when I come on this show, though.
Yeah,
but last week I got in trouble, didn't I?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about what.
Well, you do say stuff, and I'm like, okay, good.
Am I not meant to say these things? Because on One Extra, that's totally cool.
I'm not sure. Well,
it's audience expectations.
I'm not sure it is, Charlie.
It's audience expectations.
I'm not sure what's fine.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure what's fine here.
What do you mean? You don't know what audience expectations is?
You've just made that up.
No, I've not. That is totally true. But audience expectations.
Look, you can't say that something is fine on One Extra and not fine on Radio 1. That's not true.
We have different audiences.
Well, yes, that might be the case.
Yeah.
But it's still taste and decency.
No, it's not. And their expectations are different.
Let's bring this debate to question time. Okay. Move on.
And now it's time for... I don't want to argue with you, you know. I like you a lot.
Yeah, let's not argue.
It's time for real or no real. What about these, then?
The largest millipede in Tanzania is known as the wandering leg sausage.
The wandering leg sausage. I noticed there's another fattest one in there again. Largest sausage.
What's largest about that? Nothing.
You said yes, there is.
What, sausage. So if I said you had the largest sausage, you'd call me fattest, would you? I doubt that very much.
No, I wouldn't. But Chris was calling me sausage fingers the other day.
When did I call you sausage
fingers? You said
that
to me.
I did not say that at all.
You said your fingers look like bangers.
Small chipolatas.
Are they not that small, my hands, are they?
No,
they're quite big. They're like jumbos.
They look like pinna porkers.
What's
yes,
that?
They do.
Which is a sausage I discovered round my way recently.
In pinna.
It's lovely.
Pinna porkers.
I wish I'd seen the Tanzanian wandering leg sausage when I went on a safari once, because we didn't see nothing.
No,
really? Like nothing. I didn't see any of the big five. Nothing.
Well, we don't know if it's real or not yet.
Okay, so what are you saying?
I'm going to say real.
The wandering leg sausage.
No, I'm going to say no real.
That one's real.
Oh my gosh.
And what about this one? On real or no real?
There is an official statement on the website of Ricky Norwood, also known as Fat Boy from EastEnders, pointing out that the actor has a healthy body mass index of 24.8.
Okay, so Fat Boy is not actually fat.
He's not. Why do people call him Fat Boy?
It's a nickname.
Just
isn't
his nickname.
Okay.
But that's not a bad BMI, actually.
Is it not?
No.
Do you know what yours is?
I did. I've got it written down somewhere, but I can't find it.
Do you know what? I don't actually know how much I weigh.
Do you not?
Is that an odd thing?
I'd say you were a 11er.
11.
11 stone.
11 stone. What would you say about me, Scott?
I'd say you were.
Be generous.
Be generous.
Yeah.
What you mean? Bring it down or bring it up?
Take off.
Whatever you.
I'd say you're 15.
15 stone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm 21 stone.
Get out.
I'm 21 stone.
Oh. One at a time, please.
Are you honestly?
I'm 21 stone. Because underneath, I told you this before. Underneath
muscle,
this cover is a lot of muscle.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
And muscle
weighs
is
more.
Yeah.
True.
It weighs more than.
Okay.
Why are you laughing, Scott? Honestly, Scott, come over here and feel my muscles.
Just I don't
like,
want to.
Come over here.
I don't
want to
feel your muscles.
Just feel my muscles.
I don't want to.
Charlie, go
underneath.
Just,
look, come over here.
Come here and
feel
his muscles
look,
very quickly.
Just have a little feel. Look, feel that arm. Just feel it.
And feel his pecs.
Feel that arm.
Oh feel his pecs.
Yeah. Wait, I've got to stand up for the pecs because the fat folds over when I sit down.
Yeah.
Right,
so
let me feel your arm.
Feel
again.
His pecs.
Right, feel the arm. That's monstrous, right? Yeah, feel the chest.
Feel the pecs.
You can still feel the shape. Look.
See?
No, wait. Come here. You can feel where the muscle once was underneath there.
Yeah, once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Have you got one of those six packs, Charlie? Like, who was that? Who's that guy with the pink hair who got the.
Mr. Paparazzi.
Sprayed on.
Like the one who got implants, didn't he?
Yeah,
Mr. Paparazzi, have you seen that?
Yeah, the old egg box.
Fat Boy is not fat, real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
There you go.
I tell you what, though, I'm impressed with your arms, cuz.
They're massive, isn't it, cuz?
It is.
Sick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rock hard.
Yeah.
And next,
the UK is suffering a shortage of ice cream after the weekend's heatwave, with the next two container ships of the dessert not set to arrive until early next week.
No!
No way.
What are you going to do?
I'm in trouble. I just tried to get an ice cream and I was wondering why I couldn't get one. Yeah. So that must be true.
How has someone not created an app yet where you can find your local ice cream van? Do you know what I mean? And like,
that
beckon
is a
it towards
great
you.
Idea.
Why is no one... And I even thought, I thought about this ages ago and thought I'd call it ice cream, you know, with like an I.
What a great idea. And you just give the idea to millions of people.
Well someone do it, because I can't be bothered to make it.
Wow.
And I think it's genius.
What, so...
although I would probably like to take credit for that.
It's an app where you find your nearest ice cream van in the heat.
So I'm saying, good idea. So I'm saying it has it on a map, it shows where it is, you know.
That is amazing.
Yeah, serious. Ice cream running out, though. It's off. I don't think that's happening.
Don't the majority of the ice cream that we consume get made here anyway?
We don't tend to import it. No, I wouldn't have thought.
It'd be pretty hard to import.
Yeah, what about Cornetto's? They're Italian.
Huh? Why would it be hard?
Because it would melt, surely.
They could keep it maybe cold.
Really?
You can't import things.
Really?
Yeah. Cornetto's are Italian.
But they're made here.
No, don't ruin it for me.
They're made in Swansea.
No, but no, they're not.
Yes, they are.
But what about that advert with the bloke on the lake in Italy?
Yeah, that's all fake, cuz. It's a mirage.
Or it's Swansea.
It might be in Swansea. They've got loads of lakes.
Have we run out of ice cream or not? Real or no real?
No real.
That one is no real.
And next.
In 2011, the Queen advertised for an official washer-up under the job title General Assistant, brackets, wash-up, close brackets.
Where did the Queen advertise for stuff?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What?
Can we hear that again?
In 2011, the Queen advertised for an official washer-up under the job title General Assistant, brackets, wash-up. Close brackets.
I reckon she does it in that free ads paper. Loot.
The loot.
I reckon she makes a little card and puts it in the newsagent's window.
And those little cards, yeah.
Yeah. Does that happen? I remember it used to, yeah. Does that still happen?
It still does. So is loot.
Yeah, and Gumtree as well. That's a good place to search. Mm.
I doubt the Queen's been on Gumtree.
She's got an iPad.
Gumtree.
I bet she's got an iPad. The brand new one, the mini one.
Do you reckon?
I bet she has.
Do you think the Queen
uses my iPad?
Do you think the Queen uses the internet at all?
Yes.
Definitely.
So you're Googling herself, isn't it?
Yeah. Pictures. Oh, I look splendid.
What do you think she Googles?
Nice hat.
Queen.
Yeah, the Queen.
The Queen. I bet she Googled Queen with Ben Cooper, the picture that they had together.
Oh, yeah. Our boss. That epic picture. Boss when she came in.
Yeah, she blatantly Googles herself all the time. If you were the Queen, you would.
Do you Google yourself?
Yeah. Nothing comes up. How about you?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Look, I Google myself on images.
Okay, here's a question. Be honest with me.
Yeah.
Have you signed up for news alerts about yourself?
I have.
Ah, I knew it. Just in case
I done that about 4 years ago.
Just in case something happens.
Yeah.
Okay, the Queen advertising for this thingy, though. I just can't see that happening. No real.
That one is real.
No way. Where did she advertise that?
I don't know. We'll find out. Oh, some people are saying, you know, Fat Boy not being fat, you're definitely fattest.
Really?
Yeah, between you and Fat Boy, you're fattest.
That is fattest. You are fattest.
No, you're fattest.
No, you are definitely fattest.
And at the end of that round of real or no real...
It's a score draw. I got 20, Charlie got 20.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah. But we may have created an amazing app.
I know. Well, some people are already creating it for you and no money's coming to you.
I'm glad I came up with that idea.
People have been on from places that make apps saying that they're going to do it. So you missed out there by attending the whole of the UK.
That was an error.
Where did the Queen advertise? Do we know? No, don't know.
How do we know it's true then?
Well, it's just a fact. We don't know where. Okay, so Charlie Sloth on Radio 1 Extra at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Good show today, Carl.
Oh, it's sick, Carl. It's got Sneak Bow in the he's there. Sneak to the ball.
I'm sorry?
Let me show you the way.
In the where?
In the heezy.
What's the heezy?
The house. Oh. Yeah. So when I say, yo fam, come round to the heezy, you need to come round to the yard.
So Sneak Bow's in your heezy today?
Well, the studio, my second heezy.
Someone's sneaking into your heezy right now.
No. Sneak Bow is a rapper.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll let you waddle off to the next studio then.
Sorry. What do you mean waddle?
And... We'll see you next Tuesday.
That's so fast.
So that was all of the good bits of Tuesday's show. Download us tomorrow, the Scott Mills Daily, or easier, hit subscribe and it'll get to you automatically. We're back live on Radio 1 tomorrow from 1 p.m. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.